none of this should make sense. Like, even the concept of a Saturday night, when you don't have kids, you're like, Saturday! And when you're a parent, you're like, who can we pay to come to this house? Watch this child. And your standards drop so dramatically. Initially, you're like, they should have a PhD. And then you're like, well, how long were they in jail? Murder, it wasn't children, right? Any parent will tell you that, like, having children has enriched their lives. It's exposed them to things they never thought they'd do. Like, kids just, you end up doing things you never thought you'd do. Like, for me, going outside. You ever go outside with real little kids? You don't even know what to do with them. You're like, well, I normally just drink out here. Who wants to play a game of nap?
You know, well, let's try that again. You know, I just listened to the song twice and it was good. Let's try that one more time and see if we can get that. Because I got to wake up to the Supremes in the morning. It's got to happen. Charm, right? Diana Ross, and I think they were just called the Supremes back then. She didn't do the Breakaway, where it was Diana Ross and the Supremes. You know, how did the other ladies feel when she said, by the way, the new name of the group is Diana Ross and the Supremes. You guys are the end. You know, that's got a, you know, that had a sting. I wonder who came up with the idea. If she just came to a rehearsal one day and said, by the way, we have a new name. I mean, that, because although she was the lead singer, the standout, the front person, I don't know, the other ladies, it wouldn't be the Supremes without Mary Wilson and who else was in there? I can't think of all their names. It wouldn't be, you know, the Supremes without the other two ladies. So that must have hurt. And then it was just Diana Ross. The Supremes were gone. It was just like, one of them did not have a happy ending. I'll look it up in a few minutes. I think one of them really died in poverty, one of the Supremes. I'll look it up, make sure I got that right. But, yeah, what a group. Oh, one hit song after another. Diana Ross, what a voice. What an actress, too, by the way. She was in a few good movies. She was Mahogany and Lady Sings the Blues. She was in some good movies, Diana Ross. All right, for today, a beautiful day, sunny with a high near 50. If you're waking up right now, it's frost out there. It's below freezing, clear in 31. I had to use my winter coat. Yesterday, I told you, I went out in my spring jacket, almost froze my you-know-what off. My fingers I was talking about. Almost froze my fingers off. Anyway, it was freezing out there. Today, it's still freezing, but today I brought a winter coat. Okay, sunny today with a high near 50. A clear sky tonight, lows 40. Showers tomorrow with a high near 45. Saturday, partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 78. 78! Can that be? By the way, when I wrote that down, I checked it a few times with some other weather services, make sure it wasn't a typo. Could you believe right now it's 31, it's going to be 78 degrees? That's a 47-degree swing from today to Saturday. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms, highs near 68. My wife had last night, about 9, 10 o'clock, had to go bring all the plants in from the porch. Had to go bring them in. Frost warnings. Those plants have gone in and out more than I have. They just come in and out because who thinks we're going to drop below 31? It's going to be May in a couple of days. So there we go. Sunny with a high near 50 today, 54 tomorrow, 78 Saturday, 68 Sunday. All right. We've got the Brewers at Pittsburgh, 11 a.m. this morning. It's a morning game. They call that the Businessman Special because businessmen used to take off from work in the olden days and go see a baseball game in the morning. And that's this morning. The Yankees will be in town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll be playing the Brewers at American Family Field. That's all weekend long here on all these games on WRJN. All 162 Brewer games right here. All right. I had something else. Oh, we have coming in this morning, Evelyn Garcia, the business manager of the Racine Public Library. They have got a ton of programs for you, and they're all free. That's just it. They're all free. You can do stuff for free at the public libraries. Your tax dollars paid for it. So Evelyn Garcia is going to be here at 7:06 this morning. Should be good. Always like talking to Evelyn. Very nice lady, and she's got so much to say. So we're going to get some of that knowledge a little later on this morning. 6:13 WRJN. Hey, you know what else we got today? We're going to give you another. I like doing this when we give you a choice of tickets, which you want to go see at the Wisconsin State Fair. In a few minutes, we're going to give you a choice to see the Brothers Osborne, which is coming to the State Fair Sunday, August 4th. They'll be with guest star Sarah Evans. Charlie Behrens, very funny guy, is going to be there on Thursday, August 8th. And TLC, the Waterfalls ladies, they're going to be there on, let's see, Friday, August 2nd. And they're going to be there with Jordan Sparks. You'll have your choice of tickets coming up a little later on this morning here at WRJN. And, of course, we have our text. I forgot to call yesterday. Jeff, someone's texting me. I forgot to call yesterday. I will talk. When the mayor was here, I'm pretty sure he said you didn't have to pay it. But I promise you I'll have an answer for you tomorrow morning. I promise you I will get you an answer. I hate to make promises, but I'm going to make Jeff a promise. For no mo may, do you need to buy that sign for $25? And I was pretty sure the mayor said you didn't have to. But I could be wrong. So I will check out Jeff. I will get you an answer tomorrow morning at this time. Before the month of May starts, anyway. I'm going to get you an answer. I will call as soon as I get home. I got to wait for them to open up. And I'll call my, I don't have a person at City Hall. But if I did, I'd call them up and get you the answer. I will get you an answer, though. 614 WRJN Radio. I guess guard dogs are obsolete now because this is even more intimidating. Robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their heads. It's now a real thing you can buy. A company called ThrowFlame is selling one called Therminator for $9,400. You operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control. It shoots flames up to 30 feet. So I guess if someone comes to your door and they don't leave, you hit them with a 30-foot flame. Huh. What a great Christmas gift. Remember all the records that Taylor Swift broke recently? The new album of hers. She broke, you know, the Spotify record, the artist record. She broke everything. But now she actually broke a record. She broke the record for weekly vinyl sales in just 3 days. Finally, a record that she really broke. The vinyl sales record. Wow. Could you believe vinyl records are a thing again? People are buying those record companies and putting them out, vinyl records. Before you know it, VHS and Beta will come out. No, that won't, because they were never any good. You know, I look back, if I have an old movie on VHS or Beta that I have to pull out because it's not a DVD or it's not available anywhere, whoa, the quality is really bad. You don't realize it. I like Blu-ray and DVDs. I can't tell the difference between a DVD and a Blu-ray. I'm one of the few people that have 4K, and so I love that. I have my whole big movie library, my TV library on DVD and Blu-ray. And people say, well, you can get them on stream. Well, no, you can't. If I want to watch a particular series, they might not have it streaming. I have it, and I can watch it whenever I want, as many episodes as I want, commercial-free, so I could do that. All right, it's Distracted Driving Awareness Month. So someone had experts list the top distractions that can cause a crash. Here they are. Daydreaming. So you're bored, not paying attention. Cell phones. That includes texting and things like messing around with your GPS, anything on a cell phone. Looking at stuff outside your vehicle. Billboards cause quite a few accidents. Abusing substances or lacking sleep. Those count as distractions. Reaching for stuff. Like something in the back seat. Remember when you were a kid? At least when I was a kid, your father used to say, if you don't knock it off back there, I'm going to let you have it. Remember you were on those long trips and he used to reach back to try to swat you? Keep you from acting up back there? That's distracting. Other passengers, especially dangerous with teen drivers and their friends. Eating and driving, just as dangerous as texting and driving. Messing with onboard systems, meaning things like the AC and the radio. You know what? Set the radio to WRJN and just leave it. And that way you don't have to mess with the radio. And pets. That's why restraints for dogs are a good thing. I've seen them. It's like a seatbelt for a dog. It's like a harness. You know, a dog harness. It's not a seatbelt, but it's a harness. And you strap it in, and the dog won't be jumping all over the car. How about people that drive with dogs on their laps? That's got to be dangerous. All of a sudden, the dog hits a part of your body with a paw that, you know, shouldn't be hit with a paw. And you jerk, oh! And before you know it, you know, you're involved in an accident. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways to get distracted. Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Yeah. I try not to be distracted. I don't talk on my cell phone. I mean, people have the hands-free cell phone stuff now, but still, even if you have that, it's a distraction because if you're paying attention to someone's conversation, guess what you're not paying attention to? You're driving. But I watch these police videos all the time on Facebook. They have all these videos. People in these accidents, even on that live PD show, On Patrol Live on the Reels channel, all these people, the car flips over because they're not paying attention. They just, you know, were talking on their phones. And there was one where a police officer hit a bicyclist because the cop was on the phone. And he didn't see the bike, and he hit him head on. It happens. 619 WRJN Radio, hometown radio refresh, the Civic Media Station. Text me if you like, 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco,
Put some flowers in your hair. I kind of like those days. Of course, I didn't have any, you know, bills to pay. I was a teenager. But I kind of like those hippie days. I did. I had a great time. I wore my bell-bottom jeans and my flowered shirts and my... I can't believe some of the clothes I wore. I look back now and say, what was I thinking? Plus, I had a big afro on my head. You know, big afro. And I was skinny. I was like a member of the consumption organization. I was real thin, and yeah, you should see some of the pictures of me. I thought they were all burned and gone, but I guess some surface occasionally. But, yeah, we had a good time. I mean, even in school, we didn't protest in high school or anything. You didn't dare do that. But, we, you know, we were allowed to, we had a, I put together a high school radio station. It wasn't on the air, but what we did was we broadcast to the cafeteria. During the lunch periods, we had three lunch periods, and we had three big cafeterias, and we used to broadcast through there, through the PA system. We had a special rig hookup, and, you know, we were allowed to decorate. When you first walked into the high school, there was a board on the wall where they used to put the, I guess, the directory was in it. Well, we took over that. The principal said we can do it. We took all those directory names out of there, you know, where, and we took it over and we put flowers on there and we put all the groups from Woodstock on there. And we said, listen to WBER, you know, Burner High School Radio. And the principal let us do it. He let us decorate it. I mean, they gave us a little free rein, and we took over the lighting booth in the auditorium to use as our radio station. We had equipment up there. Now, when I left, they were going to apply for a real radio license. I don't know what happened. The high school's not there anymore. The building is abandoned. It's nothing there. But I don't know what they did after I left. But they gave me an award for starting the radio station. And, yeah, that was that. That was fun, though, the flower power days. You look at some of those old movies, they look so, you know, so ancient. Hey, man, it's groovy. Hey, groovy, man. Even when you see Easy Rider, hey, man, it's groovy. Whatever happened to that word groovy? All right. We talked about Taylor Swift breaking some new records. How about Taylor Swift now? Remember that Kim Kardashian diss song on her brand new album? Well, Kim Kardashian says she's over with that feud with Taylor Swift and thinks Taylor should get over it as well. She said she doesn't get it why Taylor keeps harping on it. It's been years. Well, Taylor got a hit song out of it. That's why she's not letting it go. She's got another hit. If I had a hit song, I wouldn't get rid of my feud either. 45% of people said they cannot remember the last time they went a full 24 hours without feeling irritated by something. The average person is annoyed 3 times a day. Oh, I'm annoyed more than that. Here are the top 10 everyday irritations you might encounter today. When somebody doesn't clean up after their dog, especially if you step in it. Potholes. Being stuck on hold. People who don't use turn signals. Bad parkers who take up more than one space. You can't remember a password. Slow walkers, especially when you're behind them and you're in a hurry. Cyclists who hog the road. When someone could hold the door for you but doesn't. I see that at church all the time. I'm walking in and I've got things in my hand. The person before me opens the door for themselves and let it shut. They don't hold it for me. And the last person in the bathroom who uses up the toilet paper and doesn't replace the roll. Out of those things, what annoys me the most? I think drivers on the road annoy me the most. Ugh. Especially coming in the morning. You see those headlights they have now? Look like eyebrows above the lights. They have the lights like eyebrows. So when I look in the rearview mirror, it looks like an angry car in back of me. And they have eyebrows above the lights. Looks like they're mad at me for something. All right, what else do we have for you here? Oh, good person story time. I got a good person story for you right now. A Girl Scout in Pennsylvania named Chloe Britt organized a prom dress giveaway last Sunday, and collected over 150 dresses plus shoes. Now, she's only in the fifth grade, but decided to do it after she found out a girl she knew couldn't afford a dress. A seamstress volunteered and did free alterations. Fifth grade, that would make her what? 11 years old, 12 years old, putting together, got over 150 dresses and shoes for young ladies going to prom. What a great kid. What a great person. Good story time. All right. The last time a third party candidate got any electoral votes was in 1968. Remember who it was? Yeah, it was George Wallace, the segregationist. He ran on the platform promoting segregation and won five states. Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. That doesn't surprise me. Yeah, he ran on that platform, and back in 1968, you can get away with it. I don't think you can get away with it now. Sad but true, the first missing child... Oh, I remember this. Yeah, the first missing child on a milk carton. Remember they used to put them on milk cartons? They don't have milk cartons anymore, do they? Was a 12-year-old named John Gosch from West Des Moines, Iowa. He went missing back in 1982. He was on a milk carton in 1984. Sadly, he's yet to be found. He would have been 54 years old today. Yeah, I don't think they have milk. Do they have milk cartons anymore? No, they use those plastic jugs now. That was a sad thing. Oh, could you imagine being a parent? I was watching this news story last night about this woman whose son is still being held hostage in Gaza. And she said, look at me. I am every parent's worst nightmare. Ugh. And her son, when he was in captivity, had his arm blown off. Ugh. You got to feel for parents of missing children. My goodness. What a horrible thing to have to go through. 629 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station.
Bizarre outfits around the house on the weekends. All fathers essentially dress in the clothing style of the last good year of their lives. Whatever a man was wearing around the time he got married, he freezes that moment in fashion history and rides it out to the end. You see fathers on the street, 05, 91, 83.
Sheena Easton. She had two big hit songs, This Morning Train, and she also had For Your Eyes Only from the James Bond film. Yeah, this originally was called 9 to 5, but they had to quick change the name when Dolly Parton came out with her song 9 to 5. So they changed it to Morning Train 9 to 5. Quick thinking. You can't have two songs out with the same title, right? Only when it gets me. Sunny today with a high near 50. Clear tonight, lows 40. Showers tomorrow with a high near 54. Partly sunny Saturday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 78. That's near 80. Let me do the math here. Yeah, carry the two. Let's see, borrow from that. Yeah, 78's near 80. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 68. Right now it's clear and 31. Below freezing. Don't forget, the Brewers take on the Pirates in Pittsburgh, 11 a.m. this morning. The Yankees are in town to take on the Brewers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All games right here on WRJN, your home of the Brewers.
Work all day to earn his pay so we can play all night.
All right, coming up at 7:00. 6:06, we've got Evelyn Garcia, the business manager from the Racine Public Library. She's got a ton of programs waiting for you at the library that are all free for the family. Yeah, it's your public library. You pay for it. You might as well enjoy it, right? All right. We got some news headlines now. These are the news stories Stuart J. Waddles is watching for us in the news center. There's competition in the Kenosha County District Attorney's race. Kenosha Attorney Xavier Solis has announced his candidacy for the position and criticizes his opponent in his announcement. Solis has been practicing law for over 10 years and says he's concerned about the inadequate handling of crime in the county. He says his opponent, Carly McNeil, was chosen by the Democratic Party to continue what he perceives as the soft-on-crime approach. Waukesha welcomes the former president next week. President Trump is returning to Wisconsin to rally his supporters in Waukesha on Wednesday. This marks the first visit to the state since the start of his hush money trial last week. Despite the trial, a new poll shows Trump leading Biden in 6 of the 7 swing states. It's not just the health of students behind the vape detector plan in Kenosha's school's bathrooms. The district is considering installing 72 vape detection monitors in high school and middle school bathrooms. While students' health was the spotlight of a discussion this week at a unified meeting, janitors talked about the plumbing problems plaguing the schools due to the vape devices getting flushed down the toilets. The plan was put on hold for now. It would be paid for by a settlement reached with vape company Juul. Those are the stories Stuart's watching for. Stuart J. Waddles, our news director. He's watching these stories in the news center, and he'll report on them throughout the day. And if you want an update on stories throughout the entire state of Wisconsin, you can hear them and read about them at WRJN.com, WRJN.com. We keep you covered anywhere in the state from Hayward right down to Racine. Just check it out at WRJN.com. There's a whole bunch of buttons to push there, and you'll get all the news you need from the state of Wisconsin. Yeah, we got local news. All right, 639 WRJN Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. You get to choose three shows, any of the three shows. That's coming up in just a few minutes here at WRJN. Hey, did you ever fight this battle at work? You think you get more done if your desk was organized, but also you have zero interest in organizing your desk. In a survey, 84% of people say they feel more productive if their workspace is organized. Whether it's an office, a workshop, a retail setting, how about this, even an operating room or working remotely at home. You think operating rooms would be organized. You know, let's see, I got to restart this guy's heart. What did I do with that restarter? Oh, this place is so disorganized. I don't know if I can find that restart thing. Yeah. When you work from home, for remote workers, 59% like to work from a desk at their home, 18% change spots throughout the day, 17% work from their dining room, and a lucky 16% just lay in bed all day doing their work. That's nice if you can get it, huh? New research claims the average person spends $454 a year tipping more than they'd like to tip. 26% of people report they're always or often guilted into tipping more than they want. I love tipping, and I'll tell you why. And we're not just talking about waiters and waitresses and wait staff. We're talking about the people who pick up the garbage in front of your house, talking about the litter carriers. We're talking about all those people, the street sweepers, all these people. And I give them all tips at Christmas time and throughout the year. If I, you know, see them out there, I give them a gift card. The reason is because they're doing jobs I don't want to do. And I am so grateful that they want to do those jobs. I mean, think about it. Do you really want to do some of those jobs out there? First of all, I can never be a member of a wait staff. I couldn't be a waiter. I couldn't do that. Because I couldn't deal with people's indecision on food purchases. I couldn't deal with their, I want to change something. I didn't like the way this tasted, take it back. I'd last about 9 seconds in that job. I'd yell back at them. So there's people that want to do it, and they do it with a smile. They're very helpful. They make sure they come to the table. Is everything okay? You know, have you ever seen the guy who picks up the garbage in front of your house, the trash collector? Sanitation worker. You don't see them complaining about their job. They do it. Today's garbage day in front of my house. They don't complain about it. They pick it up, and if you have something on the ground, like a bag, they'll put it in there, even though they're not supposed to. They'll do it. They never complain about their jobs. That's why I tipped them, and I tip them a lot, because I don't want the job. You know, they'll throw it at me and say, well, then you do it. Nope. Not going to do it. All right. Do you have a Mount Rushmore of action heroes? You know Mount Rushmore, right? The four presidents are on Mount Rushmore. Well, not for president. I think Thomas Jefferson's on there. Four American heroes, let's put it that way, are on Mount Rushmore right now. And Thomas Jefferson, president? I have got a brain fog there for a second. Anyway, they've got, let's see, who's on there? Lincoln, Washington, Jefferson, and I think, is it Teddy Roosevelt on there? Who's the fourth person on Mount Rushmore? I can't believe I can't. I was Mount Rushmore twice. I've seen it right in front of my face. I'll have to look it up in a second here. Anyway, who should be on the action heroes of Mount Rushmore? Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone have some ideas. First of all, they say they should be on there. All right, who else? Well, they say Clint Eastwood and Bruce Willis. But here are some other people. How about Tom Cruise? How about Vin Diesel? Harrison Ford? Dwayne Johnson, The Rock? Jason Statham? And Sigourney Weaver? There's probably some more that should be on there, too. I can't think of them off there. How about, was it Jill? What's her name? I can't think of it. Oh, she was in a couple of action movies. Novovich or something like that. I can't think of her name. I never saw her movies. I just know she starred in a bunch of action movies. Yeah. I mean, so that's the Mount Rushmore of action heroes. Here's a weird news story. A Belgian man was acquitted of drunk driving, even though he had alcohol in his system, because he's got an extremely rare condition where his body actually produces alcohol. So there's always alcohol in his body. Wow. What a way to beat a DUI. I mean, I've never heard of that, where your body produces alcohol to the effect that you're drunk all the time. Woo. I guess this really isn't good news. It's getting so hot out there, the National Weather Service has added a new color for heat warnings that's hotter than red. They're going to use magenta now because the earth is getting hotter and hotter. Oof. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has turned down hosting Saturday Night Live because he has a fear of teleprompters. He says he's still scarred from giving a speech at the 2023 ESPY Awards. When I did the Channel 10 auction for 37 years, and they have teleprompters you use. The teleprompter is your friend. Trust me. Because sometimes they didn't give me a teleprompter. They said, all right, just wing it. It's tough to wing stuff. I mean, I did it, but it's tough to wing it. It's so much easier when you can read it off a teleprompter. Frightened of teleprompters, huh? All right. How about some showbiz news? New trailer on for Chris Pratt's Garfield movie. You can check online. Sony picked up the film and TV rights for the board game Clue. Back in the mid-80s, I think Clue was already a movie. As a matter of fact, they issued it with two different endings. So if you saw it once, you can't tell your friends about the ending because there's another ending, too, they might use. So I think they had three endings for Clue. So they're going to make another Clue movie. What's her name? Margot Robbie. She is producing a movie based on the Monopoly game. She produced Barbie. Now she's producing a Monopoly movie. I guess when you run out of ideas, just go to your closet of childhood toys and, you know, pull something out and make a movie about it. So far, it's working. Now, who am I to say? Someone created an image of what George Washington looked like as a modern-day politician. I've seen it. As a matter of fact, they take all these historical pictures or drawings and they show you what they would look like today. It is amazing because they really do look like the people, you know, but they're modern looking. Huh. All right, we've got tickets to give away to the Wisconsin State Fair now. You got a choice of three groups coming up Thursday, August 8th. Funny man Charlie Behrens. It's going to be live on stage at the main stage of the Wisconsin State Fair. That's Thursday, August 8th. You can take tickets to go see Charlie. Or how about the Brothers Osborne? They're known for their gritty vocals and electrifying guitar riffs. Special guest star Sarah Evans. The Brothers Osborne and Sarah Evans will be there on Sunday, August 4th. And on Friday, August 2nd, TLC, Waterfalls. What a great song. No scrubs. They'll be taking to the stage along with Jordan Sparks. All right, if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. And I'll give you a pair of tickets to each one, not each one, but any one of those three. Just tell me which one you want to go to, and I'll get you a pair of tickets. Phone lines are open. Here's your big chance to call. Everybody thinks, well, I can't call now because everybody's calling in. You can call now. I'm telling you, the phone lines are open. 262-634-9756. The forecast for today, going to be sunny, beautiful, highs near 50, clear tonight. Lows around 40, showers, highs near 54 tomorrow. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. And get this, highs near 78 degrees. Wow. I thought that was a misprint. So I had to go back and I looked at two other sources to make sure it was 78. It's 78. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are the high near 68. Right now, it's clear. It's cold, 31 degrees. There was a frost warning last night. So I hope you brought your plants in. All right, we'll take to the phones in just a moment here. We're going to take a break here. 262-634-9756. We'll select one of the callers. And so give a call in right now. You might be one of them. I just plunk down the thing and grab one of them. All right, 648 WRJN Radio. Don't forget, coming up this morning at 7:06, we're going to have Evelyn Garcia, the business manager for the Racine Public Library, in here. She'll be in studio talking about some of the great programs going on at the library that you can enjoy for free. A lot of them. That's coming up this morning here at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed. If you want to text me, you can. 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. That's our text number. And our other number is just for contesting. You got it? I know, it's a lot of numbers I'm throwing at you. 649 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. WRJN Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Don Rosen. And a study found the key to a good relationship is, what do you think it is? Putting down your cell phone and doing two things instead. Spending quality time face-to-face and being affectionate. Put down the cell phone. I tell you what I started to do at night, you know, after, you know, my, you know, not at night, in the late afternoon, I put my cell phone in the bedroom and I shut the door. And that's it. I'm done with it for the night. And if there's an emergency, you know, life or death emergency, I don't know about it. Actually, I can hear it ring. But I just put it away because otherwise I'm going to be fidgeting with it all night long. And so I just put it in the bedroom at night and I just, you know, that's it. I'm done for the night. See you tomorrow. Have a good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bug bugs bite. All right, from the archives, cops in Ohio went to search a guy's house because they suspected he was dealing drugs, but he didn't have any there. So he let them in. He figured, well, I have nothing in the house. I have nothing to hide. While the cops were inside searching his house, the UPS driver showed up with a package for him. 4 pounds of marijuana inside. I guess timing is everything, huh? Wow. A woman may have purchased a winning $26 million lottery ticket back in November, but we'll never know for sure because it was destroyed in the laundry. She's probably out of luck, but officials are investigating anyway. $26 million. You know, you leave things in the pocket when you're doing laundry, and, you know, then they get destroyed. The ink, you know, washes off, but they're doing an investigation of it. I think I know how they could do it. Where did she buy it? If they still have security cameras, they can find the exact time she bought it. They could check the, you know, the machine to see if that exact time matches up with when she bought the ticket. You know, I guess they can do it. I'm not sure, but I know I'd be pretty upset if I put a $26 million ticket in my pocket and wash it in the washing machine. First of all, I wouldn't tell anybody because they'd think I was stupid. Believe it or not, you do speak dog. Researchers found that people had a remarkable ability to understand what dogs' different growls meant. Women were better at it than men. I know what growls mean. It means leave me alone, don't pet me, I don't want to be touched today. I know what those growls mean. All right, getting ready for a long trip, are you, huh? Study found you're more likely to relax and forget about work on vacation if you're more than 1,000 miles from your boss. 1 in 5 people say they're more likely to check their email and answer work calls when they're closer than 1,000 miles. Whenever I, before COVID, we took a lot of trips, all road trips. I was 1,000 miles away from civilization. But, you know, you don't check your phones. That's it. You got to get away sometime. You're going to go crazy if you don't. All right, does money feel better when you earn it? Or are you sick of spending money every day at that grind where you just wish some long-lost aunt would die and leave you a fortune in her will? A survey found people would rather earn $1 million or be given $1 million. The majority of people say, yeah, just hand it to me. 52% would rather be given $1 million. 37% would rather earn it. Yeah, just give me the mill. I'd rather earn it. I want to be a self-made millionaire. And if that doesn't work, hand it over. Here are 4 things that happen when you don't get enough sleep. You get distracted more easily. You're more anxious. You are not as patient. And you have a shorter fuse. And you take bigger risks. See, I knew there was a reason why I was nasty and crabby. And now I know. All right, apparently just being a millionaire doesn't mean you're rich anymore. The average person thinks you have to have a net worth of $2.3 million to be considered rich. And you need $1.1 million just to be financially comfortable. Oof, am I in trouble? I'm not in good shape. According to an online dating study, 5 phrases women are most attracted to in profiles: physically fit, ambitious, perceptive, passionate, and optimistic. The words that attract the most guys are sweet, ambitious, thoughtful, spontaneous, and physically fit. There's that word physically fit again. Rearing its ugly head. You have to use that phrase, huh? It's a good thing I'm out of the dating pool because I can't use that. What are the top 3 things you wish other drivers would stop doing on the road immediately? Number 1, cutting people off. Number 2, forgetting to turn off their high beams when they're in oncoming traffic. That is annoying. And tailgating came out number 3. That's number 1 with me. I'm coming in the morning and I keep harping on this, but people tailgate. They just, you know, they want to get on my bumper because they're late for work. They didn't plan ahead, and now they're going to tailgate me. I don't know if you're ready for this one. You might have tons of microscopic bugs called eye mites crawling in your eyeballs right this instant. Millions of people have them. Eye mites. I don't like the name of that. Huh. You get them from your pets or by rubbing your eyes with dirty hands. Oof. A survey found the things we'd rather give up than the internet. The top 5, alcohol, junk food, exercise, dessert, going out, and family. No, family didn't make the list. But I'm sure, yeah, I'll give up my aunt. I don't want to see her anymore anyway. right. It's 658 WRJN Radio. Looking for sunshine today. Beautiful day with a high near 50. Clear tonight. Lows around 40. Showers with a high near 54 tomorrow. Saturday, partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 78. Oh, my goodness. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 68 right now. 31 degrees and clear. Beautiful morning. Sun is out.